La 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 la, the remix. Hey, this is Baby Blue. And remember, if nothing else moves you, life will.
Sorry, your call cannot be completed as dialed or the number has been disconnected. Please check the number and dial again. Thank you.
Family, welcome, 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 welcome on in to Planet Remix Radio. I am your host, of course, Miss Blue, the Soulful Oracle. Want to welcome everyone on in. How are we all doing? How are we all feeling? You doing all right? How are we all doing? How are we all feeling? Oh my goodness, what a week. What a week. Peace and greetings, everyone. Welcome, welcome, welcome. I feel like I've been running all day, but welcome on in. It is our time for us to get together. Peace and greetings to each and every single one of you. And I am so glad that we are all here. Hold on a second. I got a little bit of something on there. Just want to make sure it's off. But peace and greetings, everyone. Welcome on in. Do me a favor. Definitely let's get those like buttons out so we can let the Soul Family know that we are finally live. We are live. It's Friday night and we are live. Wow. How are we all doing? How's everybody feeling? So good to see everyone in the house tonight. Wow. What a week. What a pretty amazing week. A pretty, pretty amazing week. Yeah. I have something special for us here tonight. The goddess Rainwater is going to be joining us. She's going to be joining us here in just a short moment. And so we're going to be doing the show live. But I want to welcome everyone on in. I want to give a big shout out to all the moderators in the building. Shouts out to Brother Lance in the building, sending so much love. Shouts out to Mr. Dante in the building, also our moderator, sending love. And Lola Falana as well, sending so much love. My goodness, we're going to be talking about elemental magic tonight. And I'm so excited to bring on the goddess Rainwater. As you guys know, she's been a part of Planet Remix for a very, very long time. So she's going to be coming on to speak with us in just a short moment. But as we're getting ready to get into elemental magic, there is a couple of things that I want to talk to you all about. And by the way, shout out to all of our international listeners out there. I see Ireland is in the building. So welcome on in, Ireland, in the building. Canada is in the house. Welcome on in, Canada. Welcome on in. Oh, Sheila hit the grab jackpot. She hit the jackpot tonight. Congratulations and happy jackpot winnings to you. Welcome. Welcome on in. How are we feeling? We're feeling good. We're feeling good. We're doing good. Welcome, 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 welcome on in. Yeah, quite a things, a lot of things to go on. How's everybody doing, especially those of you in California that has been dealing with some of this weather, as well as parts of Kentucky, Tennessee. Like, the weather has just been kind of crazy all over the world. We can say that, but I would say that's kind of the least of our worries at this particular time, but so good to see everyone here. A couple of announcements. We're going to wait till everyone starts to gather themselves on in. So good to see everyone here. Brittany Vise, Ashley in the building. Priestess Donna Lee is here. Shouts out to Priestess Erica in the building. Who else? Lucy Duffy in the building. Welcome on in. Welcome on in. Good to see you. Good to see you. Yeah, welcome on in, everyone. Supremacy in the building. Welcome in. Good to see you, everyone in the building. Mm-hmm. Lots of new family members in the building as well. Let's get the likes up. That is how our Soul Family is going to be able to find us. Carnisha in the building. Welcome on in. Oh my goodness. Karmic Evolution. Happy Born Day, as well as Happy Born Day. Lots of Born Days being celebrated at this particular time. So Happy Born Day to everyone celebrating their Born Day. Matter of fact, Priestess Gwen just had her Born Day. Shout out to her as well and everyone. We are still in Aquarius season, so happy Born Day to all of the Aqua babies in the building out there. We're about to head into Pisces season, but happy Born Day to everyone who's celebrating their Born Day. Wow. Wow, wow, wow. A lot of things going on, a lot of good things. Let's get into some announcements. I want to share some things with you all, and these are going to be things I want you to kind of take them with a grain of salt. But remember a couple of months ago, we talked about some of the things to look forward to. And I did that in one of the prediction shows where I told you all that there would be lots of transformation and things happening with our food. And I'm sure we all can see it. Like food prices have tripled, doubled in the last couple of months, but it's about to get even a little more crazier. And I'm going to talk a little bit about why. Why is it about to get a little crazy out here when it comes to the food? And it's something I spoke about on the remix some years ago, but I'm going to give you a list of items so that you all can be aware of if these are things that you want to get your hand on while we're going through this transitional period. You're going to want to make sure that you have these items on stock because they may become very difficult to be able to connect with. It may be very hard for you to get these particular items. So if any of these things are on the list, not that more will not come on the list and be taken off the list, but I want you to be very, very mindful of the items on the list. So we're going to be talking about that as well because we have some massive changes that are going on with food, all across the world. It was some more things that I wanted to share with you. Oh, the frequency expansion course. Let's go ahead and give it up. So, if you are following Planet Remix on social, then you know that I launched from the Self-Invested University a course. This is going to be a six-week course like none other. And so many of you have already secured your seats, and I am so excited. So if you're following on social and you're on the text line, then you know I sent the notification out just yesterday or the day before yesterday to let you all know that we will be doing the frequency expansion course. So I want to talk to you about this course that I'm going to be doing with you. We're going to be tapping into, some very high frequency, some magic on a whole nother level. And it's going to be expansion. It is all about expanding your multisensory abilities. So you will be tapping into all of your multisensory abilities and expanding that for your awareness, for your transformation, for your healing. These are going to be techniques. This is going to be a very interactive class. And I'm super excited to share these techniques with you guys that my guides and my spiritual teachers have shared with me throughout my journey. And I have learned how to cultivate from having a background of being a master Reiki, a certified master Reiki, and a certified holistic practitioner, plus with my abilities in clairvoyancy and as a practicing psychic and medium, and doing all the other work that I've done, teaching the self-invested classes for all of these years, the mentorship and the priestesshood. These are going to be some modalities that I bring together, but I'm bringing it together in a totally different way. Many of you did get a chance, if you were in any of the galactic classes that we did last year, how we did a lot of group exercises, a lot of healing exercises, which these are things that are not new. These are things that we've been doing in Self-Invested for years and years and years. But we're getting ready to take that up a whole nother notch because this is so needed on the planet right now. Like everyone in their family, in their household, on their street, in their block, in their neighborhood is going to need an individual on the planet that is proficient in energy modalities. So at the time of need, when Either yourself needs to tap into this energy. One of your loved ones needs to tap into this energy. You will have the skill set. You will have the confidence. And you will understand the abilities of how to tap into these frequencies and how to tap into your multisensory abilities at every different level. Like, this literally goes beyond the clairs. We are going beyond the clairs. We are definitely going beyond the clairs. We are definitely going beyond psychic abilities. We are definitely going above all of that. But we're utilizing all of these skills, bringing them together to expand. Hold on one second, you guys. I have to do this. Sorry about that. I do this all the time. I have my headset on backwards, and that black cord just kind of link on me. So this is going to be super exciting, and I'm excited. I've been going over the course materials, putting things together, and Oracle kisses on it. Definitely, I was so excited when I got the blessing from Spirit. Yes, now is the time to launch the course. I wanted to launch it at the beginning of this year, but I really was in tune with listening to the flow and the energy. It has started. So the frequency expansion course, like I said, we're going to be meeting for 6 weeks. 6 weeks. Actually, it's 7, because we're going to have a meet and greet. Like, that's just how magical, that's just how powerful it's going to be. We are going to have a meet and greet. So we will have a meet and greet on the 23rd, right? We're going to have a meet and greet on the 23rd, and then class is going to start that following Tuesday. Class is going to be from 1 hour to 2 hours, no more than 1 hour to 2 hours, because we're going to get in, we're going to do our work, and then you're going to have homework, you're going to have classwork that you're going to be doing throughout the week, and it's just going to strengthen, and we're going to just keep continuously build from class to class. So it's going to be a 6-week course. Now, seats are limited, and I'm just going to say, you guys jump right in. So again, shouts out to everyone who secured their seats. Brother Lance, thank you for that. Just put the link in the blue room for those who are ready to dive in and do the work. I am so truly honored to be bringing this class at this particular time, because the frequency expansion class it's next level. It is totally next level. It is about real-time magic. It's about magic that is taking us into this new century, this new era that we're in, this golden age that we are upon, that's taking us into this age of where we're moving to. And you're going to see, just like many of the predictions that I've stated throughout the last couple of years, we're seeing more and more of these predictions. I think it was Lola Falana that sent me an article. And in that particular article, it talked about how alternative healing, different things are starting to be paid for. But we're going to see them more. We're going to see them outside of hospitals. We're going to see them, you know, in our children's school system. And they're going to be looking for people with these skill sets, not people who are just learning it to get a certificate, but those who have a love and a passion, who are being called to do this particular work. And so I know that it's going to be those of us that are here on Planet Remix that will be able to facilitate, to make a difference, and to help ourselves as we continue to grow and glow up on planet Earth, as well as help those that is around us as well. So I'm truly, truly honored. I would love to have you all join me in the frequency expansion course, this 6-week course. Definitely, oh my goodness. And it's going to be, you know, the last Galactic E-Files Volume 5 was my very first time teaching or facilitating a call on camera. Well, this is going to be the first class that I'm going to be doing on camera. So it's going to be totally different because I will be able to show you more of the techniques, in real time. We'll be able to do the activities together. You will be able to get confirmation and also your understanding and have your realization. We'll be doing it together. And so I'm so excited. If anyone is interested, I will tell you, don't walk, but run and join us. If you feel that calling, which so many of you have, feel that calling. It's not going to be a super, super large group. So seats are limited because I want to make sure that everyone in the class is able to stay focused and receive the information that is there. I want to give a big shout out for everyone who's signing up right now. So I just want to put that out there. You guys definitely want to get into this class. Listen, that's all I'm going to say. And of course, we're going to have a great time during these 6 weeks. We're going to do it. You'll have access to the replay. Although it is my wish for all of us to be present for the classes, but I understand sometimes life happens, but you will have access to listen to the replay to be able to do the work and to get in. So go to the website and you can go to the Digital Magic website. It's in the link on Instagram underneath the Remix _ Radio. It's also listed here in the show notes. I think it's listed under Digital Magic or Know Your Magic. If you click that, you will see it. And it will have all of the details, everything. If you have any questions in there, please, please read through everything. It tells you everything about the course, the frequency expansion course. You're going to be tapping into that energy and everything the course entails. If there's any questions that were not answered there and you have a question, you can always email me at questionforblue@gmail.com. But again, I just want to say congratulations to everyone who will be joining us in the class because it's going to be a time, a definitely a beautiful time for us to remember. My goodness. Yeah. So, wow. So again, I want to say welcome in. Let's get those likes up for everyone coming on out. But I want us to do a check-in really quick. So we talked about the frequency expansion course, but I want to do a check-in. And I want you all to tell me, how are you feeling? How are you doing? How are you feeling? And if you haven't done a honest check-in with yourself energetically, this is that time. This is that time to do it. I want you to do that. I want you to honestly check in with how you're feeling, honestly. Just take a moment. Close your eyes. Just sit quietly and do a check-in with how you're honestly feeling. How you doing? How you feeling? Beautiful. You're listening to the rain outside. Beautiful. You're tired energetically. It's a great time to do some grounding. Take a couple of deep breaths and do some grounding. Yeah, take some time to do some grounding. These are some of the things that we will be working with, these techniques as well. Plus, you all know the downloadables that are in there. Many of you have those as well. So we're going to talk about all of that. And the goddess Rainwater is going to be coming on. And of course, she's going to be doing her thing and talking about elemental magic. Because if there's one person on the planet that I know that knows elemental magic, it is the goddess Rainwater. She does this work in such a beautiful, very profound way. And she also travels all over the world, connecting with the energy elements from all over the world, from Peru to Mexico to Panama to Colombia, you know, and to even parts of the United States. So it's going to be a great conversation with us here tonight and sharing those insights of talking about that. But if your energy seems to be sort of kind of doing a roller coaster, I want you to understand that that is kind of what's happening. We're still recalibrating. We're still recalibrating. So we are riding cosmic waves and we are creating cosmic waves. And you have to know that right now. You have to know that. And so you may feel extremely tired, which I was earlier this week, extremely tired. And then all of a sudden you may feel like you're just getting sort of this burst of energy out of nowhere. You may find yourself very sleepy, but as soon as you lay down to go to sleep, you have all of this energy, but you know you're tired and you need to rest. So you're kind of going through this way. Right now we're getting massive downloads, and these massive downloads are actually coming from the sun. They're coming from the sun. These are massive, massive downloads that are happening, that are coming in from our sun. And as these downloads are coming in, what's happening, it's infusing itself with our DNA. Remember, I've been talking about this DNA, and oh my goodness, those of you who were in the workshop, well, it wasn't a workshop, but it turned out to be a workshop. The Galactic E-Files, like you are on it. Powerful realizations. And one of them, you know, I thank everybody for sending them in. I'm just going to talk about some of the ones that stuck out to me, which was O.O. Sheila. She did a whole production piece. As you guys know, O.O. Sheila, she won our Visionary Award here on Planet Remix for the Universal Citizen Award of the Year. But she's a visionary. She's a seer. And oh my goodness, when you, I don't even want to spoil it, you have to go watch it for yourself and follow O.O. Sheila and see what happened after she went to the Galactic E-Files Volume 5. She was on that call and what transpired for her, what activations she took away from that call and what actually happened. It is literally mind-blowing. Mind-blowing. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So this is a lot of what's going on at this particular time. And I see many of you saying that. And yes, Lance, I'm going to talk about Valentine's Day as well. But I love what Lucy just said. Set your controls to the heart of the sun, music, the messenger. So true. Music, so true. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Woo, it's tough being an alien on planet Earth for real. I know that's right. Absolutely. Absolutely. It is. So it's a lot of energy that's coming on. This is why I've been sending you all messages, sending you all, if you're on the text line, downloads to let you know when those heavy downloads are coming in, when those downloads are coming in and they're just coming in so strong. They're coming in so strong. To let you all know, to let you know what's going on, what's happening, what you're feeling at that particular time, you know, because it's time for us to make sure we're listening to our higher self, listening to that energy, listening to our bodies, of what our bodies is telling us. So we have two things going on. We have still some things that we're releasing. We literally could call February like it's a month to start and begin beautiful things, but it's also a time to do some internal feng shui, external feng shui. It's time to sort of also do some releasing at the same time. And so this is definitely sort of that ebb and flow, that yang and yang energy that's coming in, but it's mainly coming in from the sun. And as that sun energy is coming in, it's transforming our DNA. Our DNA is transforming. And so for those of us who have been doing the work, it's kind of like we're getting zapped, you know, and we're jumping timelines. We're jumping timelines. And some of us are actually going through spiritual growth, like you're growing spiritually. So your age, everybody has a spiritual age. And so we're definitely tuning up to where that spiritual age is for us, you know, and you can feel it, like you can literally feel it. You can feel it. And I'm going to tell you some of the ways that you know you can feel this. Is when someone or something, because it may be something, normally would trigger you. It doesn't. You're also going to realize that you're able to hold your focus longer. You're not so distracted. You're going to be able to hold your focus longer. You're okay with not knowing, like your thoughts doesn't continuously circle in your mind. It's not circling in your mind. And then on the flip side, if you are having thoughts that are constantly circling in your mind, constantly, then that's an indication for you to get clarity. It's like, you know, your higher self is saying to you, you need to get clarity on this now. Now is the time for you to get clarity on this. You need to get clarity so that you can once and for all resolve this, get the understanding, and begin to start moving forward. It's kind of like you will find that there is a now what? Now what are you going to do about it? You know, that's a question I've been asking you guys for years. Okay, so now you know, what are you going to do about it? And not necessarily rushing to do something about it, but really taking an honest look at it and looking at that. And so here's a couple of ways. Great question. How can we gain some clarity? Number one is by having patience. And then asking yourself honest, but not from the perspective of wrong or not from the perspective of right, but just getting curious by asking your higher self, you keep bringing up this old thought, these old feelings. What is it I should be gathering from these thoughts at this time? And just wait. The answer may not come right now. It may not come right now. You may be walking to the store. You may be cleaning your house. You might be taking a shower. You might be, you know, getting ready to eat dinner or go to lunch with a friend or on your way to work, or your phone may be ringing. You may be about to call someone, or maybe you're doing laundry. Or maybe you're in the grocery store, or maybe you're about to go into a meditation. Know that you will get clarity. You will get, right now, all the dimensions are wide open. Set your intention, ask the questions you want to ask, and you will get your answer. I really wish you guys were in the Galactic Frequency Volume 5 on that call. Because many answers came up. Because right now we're dealing with a combination of a lot of things. We have stepped into this new era, but the old era still exists. It has not completely crumbled. It has not completely gone away, even though we're seeing remnants of things sort of collapsing and falling down. It still exists. And so where energy still exists, there are still things that exist within there. And so some of these things are from what we would call your past life. And I'm talking about past life in another place, in another time. But also past life, meaning some things that happened 2 years ago, 3 years ago, 4 years ago, you know, just 12 months ago. That is a past life for you. That's a past life. Oh, yeah. It's a past life. It's a past life. It's a past life, and you will begin to start. I want to tell the goddess Rain. I want to tell Rain. I know Rain is here. So a lot of this is your past life. It's your past life, and I want you to begin to start thinking of it that way, that it is a past life. It's not what's happening for you right now in this moment, because I think sometimes what happens is we become stuck. We become stuck, and we think that what happened a year ago, 2 years ago, 6 years ago, 7 years ago, we think that it's impacting us right now. The only way that it can impact us right now is if we hold on to that thought. It's kind of like being in the rodeo, you know, when they're trying to ride that wild horse, they're trying to tame that horse. If you're trying to hold on to something that really wants you to release it. And so this is where we have to have compassion for ourselves and, you know, acknowledge what is happening, send love to what is happening and release it and really start to think about how grateful you are for this moment, for this present moment. Because if you're suffering from anxiety, any kind of depression, any kind of extreme sadness, and I'm not talking about a loss of a loved one because that's a different kind of grief. But I'm talking about things that put you in the category of fear, because really there's only two categories. You're either in love or you're in fear. Everything else is classified as fear. And so when you're in that space, just have gratitude, love for yourself, for the moment. For the moment of where it is. Yeah. Yeah. So yeah. That's what's going on. We got a lot going on. And it's just getting started. Just getting started. Some of the blackouts. Some of the other things that are coming on. Just getting started. Absolutely just getting started. But it's going to get a little while. But that's okay, because we're going to be able to ride the cosmic waves. We're going to be able to ride the cosmic waves. You'll be able to ride these cosmic waves. You'll be able to do it. I love this. I love this. Absolutely. Blessings to you guys for doing the work. Like literally doing your work. Like I don't think you know how big that is. Like that is, oh my goodness, that is so major. Falling in love with yourself, so major. Welcome on in, see a lot of new people in the building. What's this, the Philip Flip God? Shout out to Miss Blue, you and Brother Panic had some amazing lectures. Thank you for coming in. So good to see you, everyone coming into the building. I want to talk about a question that Lance brought up, Brother Lance, and that was about what was going on Valentine's Day. First of all, shouts out to everybody and blessings to all of those souls who were at the parade, the incident that happened when they were celebrating the win from the Super Bowl from the Chiefs. And I will tell you this. Did I know that that was going to happen? Here's the honest truth. The honest truth is no. But did it come up as one of the possibilities? Absolutely yes. As well as some other places around the world. I never want to use my platform to put us in a position of fear, because I recognize how powerful we are. We don't need to be in fear, but we need to be tapping into those energies that are so powerful for us, because that's going to be our very pure heart, and that is where your protection lies. And so this is the reason, Brother Lance, that I did tell everyone, celebrate at home on Valentine's Day. And many of you even told me what you were feeling, what you were picking up. And many of you said, thank you, Miss Blue. Yeah, I am. And even though that was highlighted of what was happening, there was other things that went on all around the world. I'm sure we have Planet Remix family member all over the world. So we all know that. We're going to bring Goddess Rain on in a minute. She was here. So we're going to make sure that she gets all connected and she comes on. So welcome on in. Let's get those likes up. We have well over 140 people in the blue room. So good to see you all. So good to see you. But yeah, so very unfortunate incident. We have a lot of people on the planet that is hurting, that is filled with pain, that is filled with rage, that is filled with anger for unanswered questions, questions in their lives that they need answers to, that they want answers to, but they haven't been able to get those answers that they seek. And that confusion there really can take a toll, really can take a toll. I'm so glad that you did your self-love ritual. Yes, I did mine as well. So shouts out to everyone. So I definitely want to do that. I definitely want to make sure. I'm just trying to make sure. Okay. Sorry, you guys. I'm getting ready for Goddess Rainwater. We're going to keep going. Mm-hmm. Oh, you was at home with a heart-shaped cookie. So, yeah, you went to Whole Foods, you got some cacao fell into your cart, you did all of the that's all I did on Valentine's Day, no boyfriend, no husband loving on me. I wrote myself a love letter. I absolutely love that. I wrote myself a love letter, just kind of took the day to kind of be nice and chill, and, did a lot of work with working with crystals, and actually watched an amazing movie, a series I started watching. I haven't even finished on Apple TV, and was into that. Just kind of laid back. It was kind of real chill, and. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Can you hear me?
Yes, we can.
All right, so, all right, yes, I'm going to come on camera. I got to figure things out.
Okay, as you all can see, that's Goddess Rainwater. She is here. And, And she is here, so... Rain, take your time to do that. Whenever you get ready to come on camera, we'll be able to see you. I'm going to mute your mic for right now until you kind of work your camera out. And then we're ready. Everybody is so excited. They're so excited.
Awesome.
Okay. All right. Do you have a headset in? Do you have a headset?
No, I don't.
Can you?
I don't. I'm working for my phone. Maybe I should do the lap.
Yeah, try your laptop and try a headset because if not, it's going to give a echo. Yeah, see if you can do that. Yeah, do your laptop. Take your time. We're going to be waiting for you.
Okay.
And we are excited. Yes.
All right. Awesome.
Okay, beautiful. Beautiful. Okay, I'm going to remove her down for just a second. Okay, so here's what I want to do. I have a list here, and I want to talk about a couple of things. As we're waiting for Goddess Rainwater to come on here, I just realized that I have my internet. This is my internet bill that I wrote this down on. This is how quick I wanted to get all of this information out and just kind of share it with you all, but I want to tell you about some foods that you're going to see extreme prices go up. Matter of fact, if you haven't seen the price go up, how many of you have seen like the food prices are going up? They're going up everywhere. They're going up all over the world. Some years ago, and maybe many of you remembered it, but some years ago I did a prediction and I talked about how there would soon come a time where you can only buy food that is grown in your state. How many of you were here, a part of Planet Remix? Just show of hands if you were here when I talked about that. And I said the only thing that you're going to be able to do is you're going to have to buy food. If it's grown in your state, then chances are this is the only food you can get. Do you all remember? Oh, Sheila, you remember that? I can't remember. It was 3 years ago, 5 years ago. But I had a whole channel on that and about the farmers and how you would only be able to buy food that's in your state. So this is what I want you all to take a look at and see. Now, one of the things that I will tell you, Renika, you remember that? Yes. So here's one of the things. This in motion right now, it's in motion. And it's in motion, honestly, I will say, in a place that I didn't see that it's kicking off first, big time. And I don't know if you all have been following this story, but for our brothers and sisters and family members that live outside of America, that live in the UK, the farmers are, when I say the farmers are about it, those farmers are about it. Like they are not just protesting. They are literally putting their lives on the line because of what's happening with the farming industry that's going on in the UK. Now, that's going to have a ripple effect. As you guys know, that many things that start in Europe, just think about the euro dollar. Remember when they were going to the one world currency and there was this attempt to bring the one world currency together. Remember that. So, and as much as we want to say there isn't one world currency, there really is because they sort of leveled the playing field. At one time, you know, the US dollar would be worth so much more here and other currencies worth you know, Europe sort of solidify its currency of coming together, and other places around the world changed their currency. Was it China or Japan? They came up with a whole new system. You know, we did the whole digital currency here in America with Bitcoin and all of these other things. So here's the other things. One of the systems that's been under scrutiny for a very, very long time. Now, this was something I seen in the channel 5-6 years ago. And granted, I can say to some degree, maybe some of that was happening, but not to the level that we are seeing it now. And I really feel that this is sort of what's going to just move this into this place where soon what is going to happen? It's a couple of things. Number one, during this show, we talked about some things. One, that you would not be able to travel the way that you wanted to travel. That's already happened. Remember, I told you all about the passport. Remember, we talked about the new IDs. Soon, you're going to have to go into state to state. It's not going to be as easy to travel even within the United States. Right now, there's a lot of states that want to separate themselves from what we're calling the United States. Now, for those of you who are new here, you don't remember this, but we had a lot of discussion 4 or 5 years ago about this when people were probably giving us the side eye or giving me the side eye, like, what is she talking about? That's not real. But here we are, and it is real. But Listen to how this is playing out. Right now, most of your meat, and I'm going to talk about meat here, and I don't hate meat, by the way. I don't, but I'm going to talk about meat. Most of your meat that you are eating, and I'm going to speak to the continent of or the United States at this time, you are eating chicken that is being grown in the Middle East or China. You are eating seafood that is coming from other countries. You are eating beef that is coming from other countries outside of the United States. Just think about that for a moment. Just think about that. And you have to ask yourself, with all of the farming issues we have in America, why are we not eating food from our own farmers, in our own states, in our own country? Just hold that thought. Now, for those of you who prefer a more vegetarian lifestyle, you are eating mangoes that are coming from other countries. You're eating mangoes that are coming from Spain. You're eating tomatoes coming from Mexico. You're eating, you know, fruits and vegetables that are coming from China and other places around the world that can be grown in the United States. You're eating oranges that are coming from Colombia and coming from other places. Ask yourself, you know, when I grew up, I thought Florida was the sunshine capital of the world. It's where the oranges came from. Why aren't we eating Florida oranges? If you live in Florida, why can't you get Florida oranges? If you live in Washington, why can't you eat a Washington red apple? Why do you have to get an apple that is coming from another country? You would think that it would be cost efficient to eat an apple. Sorry, someone abducted a child. Ashe. You would think it would be cost efficient for you to be able to get these foods to you quicker. Quicker, but it's not. In fact, we've seen little upheaval from our farmers. Many of them had to abandon their businesses because they weren't able to get these big contracts to be able to sell to stores their produce. So it was going bad. And so they had to destroy it themselves. Imagine that. You work all year to get your crops to grow, and then you have to destroy it because you can't get it to the people. Now, here's something also interesting. It's not just happening in America. And for those of you who work in this industry, you can tell, like, we have a big thing that's been going on with the trucking industry for the last 2 or 3 years that people are not talking about. And they've been on strike, and a lot of the trucking companies have shut down. In case you don't know what that does, that's our logistics. It's how we move products from place to place. The other thing that I want you to think about is how many stores no longer exist. How many things did you see in furniture stores? Clothing that you've seen prior to the pandemic that you probably will never see mass produced again. And now when you're ordering things from China and some of the other places where labor is cheaper, and even India, they are traveling by boat. And so it is taking forever to get things back in stock. Have you been to your favorite little Etsy store, your favorite little shop where you used to get little trinkets? If you go into your favorite Ross store where they used to have all of these magical statues and everything in there, and guess what? Now you're lucky if you find one or two. So many things have shut down. So many things have gone away. So many things are no longer there. And of course, we understand that this transition, it's sort of a ordered chaos. But I want to talk about, because I want to go back to the food really quick. You will notice that the price of food has gone up. I'm not talking about, oh, I remember when this was a dollar. Now they want $1.10. I'm talking about, oh, I remember when this was a dollar. And now I'm looking at it, and it's $13.49. If you go into the grocery store and you start to buy things like soap powder, $44.50. You want the big thing of soap powder? It's there. Now, on one hand, I can see it twofold, because it's sort of forcing us to go to more natural, more holistic ways. It is forcing us to take an alternative pathway, because if you don't have the money to spend on Tide, then you're going to be looking for an alternative way to utilize and clean your clothes. I have a friend who had a house built, her and her husband, and guess what? They still have not, since the pandemic, received their furniture. Some of these things are 2 to 3 years on back order, as well as the supplies. Yay, Rain, we see you. We see you, Rain. I see you. Everybody don't see you, but I see you. But I want you to know. So there's some, Sheila said, I'm making my own detergent now. Absolutely, because it's so expensive. What I do is I buy those biodegradable sheets, and you just throw one sheet in there and it cleans. It's a company. They do amazing. Or the company out of Houston, which is a Black-owned company that make their own soap powder. But their thing is they can't go, you know, they're not direct to consumers. They're direct to consumer. So you have to go online and order it. But their products are amazing, and the price is amazing. But I'm going to give you a list of foods. And if you are on this list, I want you to think about it because you're going to see these things extremely go up. We've already seen the price of eggs skyrocket. In a minute, it's going to be a luxury for anyone who eats eggs to even be able to eat an egg, to even think about eating an egg. It's going to be a luxury. But I want to talk about some of these things that's going to go up. Number one, milk. Milk. And I know what y'all are saying. Milk already went up. I know what most of us are saying. We don't drink milk. Okay. Almond milk. So just hashtag milk. Anything that goes under the category of milk, the price is going to drastically go up. Matter of fact, my daughter has a almond milk maker, and you put the almonds in and it makes the almond milk for you. Or you can put any kind of, you want to make any kind of milk. You put the seeds in there and it will make milk for you. But it's almond milk. It's any kind of milk. And in some places, you may or may not be able to get it, or it may become a seasonal item. It may become seasonal. Okay. Sriracha. Now, that may not be a big one for all of us, but if you love sriracha, you might want to get you 2-3 cans of sriracha. I'm going to go through these pretty quick. Meats, that's all of your meats, but particularly beef. That's going to be a big one there. Sunflower oil, it's going to be a big one. You probably won't be able to get it. Corn, another one. Wheat, anything with wheat in it. And remember, when we're talking about these products of milk, we may not consume milk, but think about how many products you consume that has milk in it. And yes, it is better if you make it yourself, but I want you to understand that 99.9% of us are not in the position where we're doing it, where we're doing it, where we're not eating healthy. We're not. But I'm putting it out there in the hopes, because like I said, the beautiful side of this, it is forcing us to find alternatives for those of us who do. It's forcing us to get an alternative. I don't drink dairy, but no shade to the dairy, because everyone has their own needs. And I truly believe we are unique enough that what may not be good for me may be good for you. And so I stay out of judgment. This is not about judgment. This is about getting the information out, because even if you don't, you may have a friend or a family member that does. And you want to be able to provide them with support and not judgment. This is going to be clear. We're going to give support, not judgment. And then this is when we can share with them, listen, here's a way to make milk. You want to get something, it's almond milk, but let me show you how to make it. You know, let me show you what you can put in place of that wheat. And you want to be able to do that. I think this is really what I'm saying. So wheat, what's the next one? Corn. Corn is another thing. I know we have all kinds of controversy about corn as well, but remember, corn is also being fed to animals and other things. So let's just think holistically here. So corn, another thing. Tomatoes. You know, you're talking to a chick that used to grow tomatoes at my front door, and the mail people would drop my mail off at my door so they could ask me, can they grab 2 or 3 tomatoes? But tomatoes, it's going to be another one. Tomatoes. Sriracha is another one. Sugar. And I'm not just talking about refined sugar. I'm talking about sugar, like from the sugar cane, sugar. Canned goods, any kind of canned goods. I try to stay away from canned goods. But again, we are talking about everyone here. Canned goods, any kind of canned goods. Now, I do keep canned goods in the event that there's an emergency, something happened, call me old school. You know, we got some things in the canned goods and we're going to be able to push on through. So canned goods and any citrus fruits, So that's your mangoes, your tomatoes, your lemons, your anything with citrus, any kind of citrus fruits. These are things that either will become very difficult to get or they start to become seasonal. Now, I will tell you this. For me, spiritually, what this is saying is that we're moving to the time, which is a beautiful time, where it's going to be more important, and someone said this in the room, that we go back to the ways of learning how to either have these individuals who are farmers in our communities and we're able to buy from our own city, our own town where we live or our own state. And that's where we're moving. We're moving to a place where you will first gravitate towards what you're able to eat in your own community. And I think that is beautiful. Is it going to feel beautiful going through this process? I'm not going to lie to you. Probably not for most of us. Probably not. It's not going to feel pretty. But this is where we're moving towards. We're moving towards this, towards this particular space where we're going to become more resources. We're going to be a little bit more choosy about the foods that we're eating. We're going to be a little bit more cautious about, you know, where we're giving our energy, where we're giving our time and our attention. The other thing I want to talk about is some blackouts. I'm going to put this here and then we're going to bring Goddess Rainwater on because we're going to dive into this elemental magic, which really goes into the conversation of what we're saying now. I wouldn't be surprised. This was a prediction I made last year. If we don't have major, major blackouts. And for longer periods of times, I know California already experienced some of that, but we're going to have some more of that coming in. And it's not necessarily going to be due to the weather. It's going to be due to the cosmic weather, these CMEs, these downloads that we're having. And because we have shifted our space, I'm still waiting on NASA. Because I've been saying this for years, we are no longer where we thought we were in the universe. And that announcement I know will be coming. It will be an official announcement coming because I've seen this so clear, just like many years ago when I knew there were other planets on the other side of the Milky Way. And I put that up on my Twitter. That's why I won't change it because that is documented proof there. That there is stuff on the other side. Whoa, GL said we had a blackout for 9 hours the other day. Earthquakes, yes, you guys had earthquakes and you had a blackout. Sending so much love to you and Mama Gail in California. But yeah, we're going to be experiencing some of those outages. Miss Blues, what's happening with the restaurants? Yes, and this is my next step. Thank you for that, GL. Because all of this is going to be happening on the forefront, it's going to impact the restaurants. And so two things are going to happen. Either the restaurant's going to have to close or they're going to have to find an alternative way to provide foods and services to people. So like I said, it's this beautiful world that we are all dreaming of, but that we're in the transition. And anytime you're moving from one state to the other, it can be a phase in there that doesn't feel so good. It's a phase in that doesn't feel so good. You know, Melissa said, does this have to do with Jupiter and Taurus? I think that's a part of it. We have to stop separating. It has everything to do with the planets and their alignment, but it has more to do with the intention of the souls on the planet. The more that we are consciously aware, nothing is written in stone. Like there, the Akashic records going forward, there are those spots that are destiny, but there's so many. I've never seen this many blank spaces in the records. These blank areas, because it really depends on us and what we're holding in our hearts. And this is why it's so important that you really get focused and give love. You share love, you give attention, you support, you sort of hold those things that you want to see manifest. We are 24-hour broadcasting stations. Each and every single one of us is an astronaut, and we have our own astro planet energetically. And so when we come together as a soul group, we're sort of blasting out that one signal. But when you're at home right now and whatever you're thinking, whatever you're feeling, whatever's coming in, whatever you feel is coming up, whatever you're speaking out, whatever you're thinking, you're creating that. And it's going out into the universe like you see the little butterflies that are flying in the background there. It's looking for its likeness. And if it can get a big enough pull, then that's what's going to manifest. That's what's going to happen. That's why time is out for the BS. Time is out, especially for those of us who are light workers and star seeds that are walking up. We have to be about what we say we're about, not just when it's lights, camera, action, or we're doing it for the gram, or we're doing it for the moment, to be about this 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, because we are making a difference. And we can write a story that has never been seen. And it can be a beautiful story. And we can be here to support ourselves, each other's, and those that are coming behind us. Yeah. Yeah. So I wanted to share that, but we're going to bring on the goddess Rainwater. I've been running my mouth for a good bit, but here we go. We're going to invite her up to the stage. There she is. Okay, whenever you unmute, there you are. Welcome.
Okay.
Welcome.
I figured it out.
You figured it out. I love it.
I'm actually on my iPad.
Okay.
There's still an echo. I was trying to
if you don't, do you have any headsets? Ear pods or anything?
I have AirPods, but I don't know where they are right now.
That's okay. We'll figure out how to make it work. We are.
Okay.
And if you want to adjust it, so can you see yourself there so you can bring yourself down just a little bit? There we go. There you are.
Can you see me?
Yep.
It's better?
Yes.
Okay.
We can see you. We can see you. All right. Well, everyone, I want to say, make sure you turn your Bluetooth off, Rain, if you have Bluetooth on your iPad.
I did.
Okay, turn that off.
Okay, I think this is better.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. So I just wanted to express, you know, my gratitude to you for having me on your show tonight. You know, as always, you know, it's coming from here, my heart, and I'm still echoing, but I'm going to try to
It's just because it's not, it definitely just needs a headset a little bit. You may want to bring it down, bring your camera down just a little bit more so we can see your face. There you go, right there. Yeah, perfect. Perfect.
Okay, thank you. Yeah. So, yes, I just want to thank you again, you know, for inviting me on this amazing space. You know, it's always a good time whenever we come together to explore in magic. And I also want to thank your audience, the chat, the Blue Room, for always supporting me. You know, and, you know, tuning in, making this whole thing truly special. Yeah.
It's always special. We always love to have you here. And let me see if I can change this a little bit here. I'm going to see if I can get this to get us together here. Let's see. Okay.
Yes, I'm not tech savvy with this Mac thing. Like I had to, it was telling me to download Chrome and I was trying to figure that out.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Okay. So,
okay.
Yeah, let's continue.
Yeah. So this is where I want us to start really quick. Okay. Even though that's there, you guys know who Rain is, right? I don't know how to move it over to the other side. We're both up here learning. So y'all got it. So this is what we're going to do. And I just want to say welcome to everyone in the building. Welcome to the beautiful goddess Rainwater, my sister. I love her. I'm so glad we are here together. And we have been talking about this kind of off and on all day. So we're excited about this. But Rain, this is what I want you to do because we have so many new listeners. And I know we're going to be talking about elemental magic. I want you to start and tell us a little bit about your journey, your background. And so how did you come into your magic, and just kind of share a little bit of insight with us on that.
Okay, how I came to magic. I always knew magic. You know, I was born with it. And even as a child, I had a wild imagination. And I think that my creativity is my magic. Always like to draw and create things and make paper dolls and all sorts of stuff. And I used to talk to plants. You know, I grew up in South America, Guyana, and I would always disappear. I used to climb trees and, you know, my family would be looking for me and I'll be up in this tree. Like I had a favorite tree.
Oh my goodness. I had a favorite tree too.
It was a star apple tree. And I spent many hours in that tree, just like playing, I guess, with my imaginary friends, you know, and this is how my magic started. And coming into spirituality, I remember that I went on holiday with my nanny and we went to this like African based village, you know, in the countryside. And I remember the drumming, you know, it was a ceremony going on. And I remember the drumming. I remember the man going into trance. I remember the chicken, the head, and the blood flying everywhere. And I froze. Like, I was maybe about 2 years old.
Oh, wow.
And I remember that experience. And it has imprinted on me, you know, ever since. And when I came to this country, you know, I forgot about it. But then I came into contact with people who were in the system, you know, from the islands. And that's when I was reactivated. And this was like maybe in my late teens, early 20s, where I was trying to like find myself. So I've gone through a lot. You know, I was in the ether system. I was in the I flirted with the Shrine of Ptah, Queen of Ua.
Oh yes, oh yes,
you know,
we all been there.
Started out.
Mm-hmm.
I've been involved in many spiritual systems, because I think that it's connected to my past life
mm-hmm.
or my Akashic records. Mm-hmm. You know, I've been here before.
Absolutely.
So this is how my journey in magic started. And then I met Brother Panic, and I got connected to you.
Mm-hmm.
And I started out as a hairdresser.
Wow. Wow.
So I was doing healing work.
Yes.
You know, I was working on people's crowns.
That's right.
And then I got burnt out. I used to work for BET. 106 in Park, I was the residential hairstylist there.
Wow.
But then I got burnt out, and I started a family.
Mm-hmm.
And this is when I came back into my spirituality, and I expressed it by making stuff like jewelry.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I went to art school as well.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
So I've always been in that frequency, been on that frequency.
Well,
so,
you know, Rain, in all the years that I've known you, something you said I did not know. I didn't know you used to work for BET 106
in
Park.
Yes.
Like, who can forget 106 in Park? Like, that's when, you know, times were just so different. So what kind of work? Talk to us there. What was some of your most memorable people you worked with or work that you did when you were on working for 106 in Park?
Well, I worked with Free and AJ.
I love Free. Oh, yeah. My God. I think everybody wanted to be Free. Beautiful. She just was so carefree, so natural, just amazing.
Yes. And the Wu-Tang.
Yes.
I remember when they came into the studio, and it was just crazy.
Wow.
And I was braiding Method Man's hair.
Oh,
you
my
know,
goodness.
That's when he started the style with the halfway braid.
Oh, wow.
And the rest was like unraveled because they were calling us on set, so I didn't get to complete braiding his hair. So he went out the cape.
Yes.
And his hair was half done. And
but you know, I think that became almost a trend that people started wearing their hair like that. I remember that.
Yeah.
And people guys started wearing their hair half braided, half out. Wow.
Yes. I also worked on that video shoot with Method Man, MOTHOD Man.
Yeah.
It was, it was on a bus,
mm-hmm.
like a school bus and a city bus. Mm-hmm. And it was in the Brooklyn Navy Yard here in Brooklyn.
Oh,
so,
wow. How cool.
My hours were very, very long.
Oh,
I mean, I used to work like, I want to say like 17 hours a day.
Wow.
You know, I had to be at work at 7:30 in the morning. And then they shot 106 in Park at 5.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was there like most of the days.
Wow,
you know,
how beautiful. And
there.
So you went from there. You said you also went to art school. And what kind of things did you do there? Like, that had to be exciting. I know my first, when I first left to go to college, I went into fashion merchandising and interior design because I just thought I was going to be, you know, the next Donna Karan, you know, the next, you know, Ralph Lauren, the next Dior, you know, that kind of thing, designing clothes and stuff. What kind of things did you learn how to do there?
Okay, well, actually, I dropped out of art school. I used to go to mm-hmm. Pratt University.
Oh, okay.
And I got tired of drawing circles because it was boring, and I wanted to make money.
Oh, yeah. It's so boring. It is.
This is why I went into hair.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I was like, okay, I can be creative and
Yes.
Do someone's hair. You know, I studied color.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. We had to study color therapy. Yes.
Yeah. One of my clients was our Russell Simmons' wife, Kimora Lee.
Oh, yes. Kimora. Okay.
Remember she had that show?
Yes.
Way back in the days?
Yes.
That's how I got my start in editorial.
Oh, wow. Work.
And from there, I went to BET.
Beautiful. Yes. Beautiful. Yes. Beautiful. I absolutely love it. I love it. So fast forward us. So you went through kind of an initiation. One of the things that I always talk about is, especially those of us who kind of come into our past lives, what happened is we sort of find these traditions and it's like we either brush with them, you know, like we say, you flirted with it a little bit because it's something calling you to it. Now, maybe you don't stay there, but there's something you need when we're going through these different schools of thoughts or these different spiritual systems or, you know, just wanting to learn about a particular culture or be on a particular land. And so you've been kind of all over the place, like rain. Listen, talk about fearless. Rain is like, yes, I'm on a plane. I'm going to Peru. I'm on a plane. Yeah. I'm going to be in Colombia. I'm going to be living in the mountains. I'm going to be with the shamans. I'm going to be in the women's circle. I'm going to be doing this. So talk to us about the evolution of when you just decided, you know, hey, this is my life. And were you able to define what that was, or were you just learning and going along with the journey, or did you kind of have an internal knowing like this is my life and what did that mean for you coming from such a structured background, you know?
Okay. Yeah. So, I love my freedom. Okay. And, my family has always been, nomadic. So, I think that I was going through a cycle, kind of, you know, like your Saturn return. So I decided that I wanted to go get in touch with plant medicine. Okay, so I did a lot of research, you know, coming from that stressful environment of working, you know, in the entertainment industry. Then I started my family and I was trying to go back there, but my heart wasn't in it. But I had this call in to go, you know, get some healing done. So I did some research and I read up about ayahuasca. You know, I was having dreams about being in the jungle, you know, going through these initiation ceremonies. And so I decided to, like, take that journey to ayahuasca. And under the medicine, I saw myself working with the plants as well as women and people, just doing a lot of healing work with them, you know, like counseling. And I was told by a Babalao too that this was like my journey, that I needed to go through this and experience it. And here we are today. You know, I'm still trying to get my stuff together because I'm learning as I go.
Absolutely. You know, yes.
I have a feeling that I've done this in a past life, many past lives ago, but I'm just remembering and reclaiming it.
I love it. I love it.
So,
and so was it easy? And this is what I want to share, you know, a couple of everybody is saying about, yes, freedom is everything. And we recognize what that may look like. It could be different for everyone. Was it easy to just sort of say, hey, I'm just going to go. I'm just going to live my life. I'm just going to go do this and do that. And I'm not going to worry about that. And just go. How was that process? Talk about that process of just stepping out to it. Or did it change after you did the ayahuasca?
I think it changed after I did the ayahuasca. And it also had to do with the relationship that I was in with my son's father. You know, I felt kind of trapped. You know, I wanted to do things. You know, I wanted to do certain things. I wanted to travel. But, you know, I was being told that I needed to be a mother and I needed to raise my son, which was fine, you know, because when I took that sabbatical, my son was 12 years old. So, you know, it was time for me to, you know, just like explore, you know. I felt like a caged bird, you know, I wanted to travel. And I knew that everything was going to be okay, especially with the technology that we have today. We have GPS, we have Google Translator. And I just knew that I just had to live and just allow spirit, you know, to take care of me and trust in spirit, because I know that everything was going to be okay. Wherever I went and whatever I did,
yeah,
you know, it was going to be okay.
Absolutely. So
yeah.
Thank you for that. Take us on a journey from all of the places you've been. And I want to talk about some of the things that you discovered while on this journey of traveling. Because one thing about it, I know for myself, even though I've traveled all over the world and I had spiritual experiences when I traveled, that wasn't the purpose of my traveling. You understand? Mm-hmm. Even though I had spiritual experiences, you were going with the intent of the spirit sort of consciously leading you. I want to talk about these different places you've been and some of the things that you've done, because I know you have been in so many women's circles, probably more women's circles around the globe than anyone I've ever talked to that have met with women and women who understand how we are so connected to the elements, connected to what we call magic, what connected to nature and to earth. And talk about that and what you have learned throughout these travels and these different places, because you've been initiated in just about all of these beautiful, powerful women's circles all over the world. So take us on a journey about where you went and some of the things that you learned from the women around the world, the women who are utilizing their energy and their medicine for their people, for the land, for the world, and what you discovered along that path.
Okay. So I think that I was activated by ayahuasca again, you know, because after my journey with ayahuasca, it opened up a lot for me. Like a year after I did ayahuasca, this was like maybe about 10 years ago. You know, that's when my journey started traveling, you know, being a solo traveler or nomad or whatever. So after the ayahuasca experience, I ended up in Costa Rica and Panama at a tribal gathering where they had like all these different tribes from South America as well as Central and even here in North America. They all came together and shared their medicines. And this is where I connected with my soul tribe. You know, all these medicine people,
yes,
all these women, you know, medicine people. I met this woman she was a shaman, I want to say medicine woman from the Congo, and she worked with this medicine called Iboga. which is like an African or ayahuasca plant medicine. And I was intimidated by the name. So, you know, Iboga.
Yeah, Iboga.
So, I never sat with the medicine, but I I shared space.
Yes.
You know, I held space for people who were in ceremony because it's so intense. So anyway, she told me what she told me was that I was already there. I didn't need that medicine.
Mm, beautiful.
I was already there. And, you know, I've been doing this many, many, many lifetimes.
Mm-hmm.
And if I lived in Nigeria or an African country, I would be what you call an Aje, which is like a witch or a spiritual woman or a medicine woman, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So I am basically walking in the footsteps of my past life, you know, being a healer or a medicine woman. So that was my experience, you know, going to Panama and just like circling with all these powerful and rich people, and they opened me up to travel to Europe. I went to Europe. I went to 5 different countries.
Oh yes, I remember that. Mm-hmm.
Doing medicine work. I was working with womb. With the womb, I was doing womb work, you know, womb work and crystals, you know, yoni eggs. I held space for women who were traumatized, you know, sexually, you know, sexual traumas, and just like our reproductive traumas and that type of stuff. So, that's what I worked with. And then, you know, we had that global shutdown thing.
Oh, yeah.
So it grounded me for a minute. But I found myself in Mexico.
Oh, yes. I remember that.
With a group of women that I'm a moon dancer. I carry a sacred chinupa, a moon pipe.
Mm-hmm.
Which is like a medicine pipe, and tobacco is my medicine. And I went through a 4-year initiation with these women.
Wow, it was 4 years?
4 years, yes. I went on a vision quest.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's an annual thing.
Mm-hmm.
Where we have ceremony, we come together in Teotihuacan, Mexico,
mm-hmm.
you know, home of the pyramids, the sun and the moon.
Yes.
And we have a ceremony next to the pyramid, and it's a 4-day ceremony where we fast, and we pray, we do our tamascals. And
yes.
What I like about this,
mm-hmm.
okay, is that we pray over each other.
Yes.
You know, it's like it's a cipher of women that pray over each other from different walks of life,
mm-hmm.
you know. Some of them don't even speak English.
Yes. I remember your trip to the store with one of the ladies and you were buying stuff.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Mexico has a really huge Bruja store,
mm-hmm.
a Bruja market. And they're very much into African spirituality.
Yeah.
They know about Shango and
yes.
Olokun and Oshun.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just like this huge
mm-hmm.
warehouse, and it's blocks and blocks of like stall. And they sell like candles, and they do spiritual work. They do limpias. Limpias are cleansings.
Yes.
You know, and Mexico is beautiful. It's very magical.
Oh, yes. Oh,
so,
yes.
This has been my stomping ground
for
the past 6 years. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
So I was initiated, and I was crowned the obsidian butterfly.
I love that.
In front of the different doors.
Mm-hmm.
In the Mexica culture. Now, the Mexica is Mexico's indigenous name.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when the conquistadors came, they asked them, who are you? And the Aztecs reply, we're Mexica.
Yes.
Right? And it's spelled like Mexico.
Yes.
With an A at the end instead of an O.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, the A stands for feminine.
Mm.
You know, the feminine aspect.
Yes.
So this is the culture that I've been initiated into, and even though I am I'm Negro, you know, I also have roots with these people, because on the several medicine journeys, I saw myself, you know, being in those lands.
Yes.
You know.
Yes.
Doing this healing work and doing this work.
Yeah. If energetically, if you were not connected in a past life,
mm-hmm.
then you would have no interest. You would have never been able to make it through the initiation or make it through any of those different portals or connect with those people. So everything has been so magical. I always remember Rain would go live on Instagram and, you know, we'd be saying, where are you at, Rain? Or she'd call in and say, oh, I'm going to be out of the country. I'm going here. Or I'm in the airport. I'm here. Or I leave in the morning and I go here and I go there. So I want to encourage you all. Goddess Rainwater information is in the show notes to please follow. And yes, we are aware of the echo, but I promise you this is so magical. Nothing ain't going to stop this talk. We're going to make it through. And don't worry, Rain will be coming back. She's been a part of my spiritual journey from the very beginning. And one of the first examples of what it looked like to live a magical life, not Hollywood's version of magic, but real magic, meaning you're connected to those things that are around you, that you are living in a higher vibration, and that you are truly creating your reality. And so Rain was that first example, and definitely that first feminine example of what that really looked like. Like, a lot of people talked about it. A lot of people knew the lingo about it, but she was the first person to show me what it looked like when you embody your magic of what you really say you are and what you do. She did it for real. Now, I met many others on my journey that did that as well, but Rain was my first example, and I was just blown away. Like, she would tell me things and, oh, you know what that is? These are the fairies. Oh, you want to know what that is? This is that. So we've been connected for a long time, and I love her so much, and I love her story. Now, Rain, it's time for us. We're going to talk about some of the elements, because I know that you're holding workshops, which I'm so glad, because this is something I've been telling Rain for a very long time. She needs to do is to come out and share her magic with the world. So I'm so excited that she has started to do that. And definitely Planet Remix can be a part of supporting that and learning with her. But I want to talk about, when it comes to elemental magic, how do you see that in your practice? Because not only do you work with elemental things, but you also work with the plant medicine. So you work with everything. You work with all of them, the metals, you know, the jewelry that you make, and everything she makes. I know it looks pretty. I know it looks beautiful. And we think, oh, we can put this on for the pictures, but everything sort of has its own medicine, its own magic infused into it. So I want to talk about that aspect of what elemental magic is for you, and how do you see that infusion with all of these things that you do, bringing it together and sort of take us inside of that process of your understanding of what elemental magic is and working with the magic of the elements.
Okay. Now, we are made up of all the elements, okay? Fire, air, water, earth, you know, it's in us, okay? You know, the water is our blood, fire is our spirit, air is our breath, and earth is our body, okay? So as a walking, living avatar of all these elements, you know what? First, I want to offer some copal.
Okay? Oh, yes.
Now, copal is a resin from Mexico. And as a Samadora, which is a Mexica word for one who works with I want to say the Popescomi. This is a Popescomi.
Mm.
It's a vessel where we do our fire ceremonies in.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now copal is earth medicine, but it also has water, air. You know, when you burn it, it turns into air.
Yes.
You know, when it melts, it turns into water.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it comes from a plant.
Yes.
Which is earth magic.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I want to offer this, this copal, just to, like, shift the energy and just, like, to open up the pathways for positive intentions to manifest whatever it is that we want. Okay, so as this smoke burns, I invite each and every one of you to like put in an intent, you know, on what you want to come away with from this whole circle tonight. Okay? So it is.
So it is. There it is. I'll
yes.
say, so it is. Yes.
Okay. So, back to the question about, you know, working with the elements, like our body, you know, it's, made up of all the elements, you know, fire, air, water, spirit. And, it's like a dial, you know, to, do magic or to manifest things. You know, you can use all these elements. Okay, now our ancestors did not have access to candles or botanicas where you can go buy, you know, your oils and your incense and such. They had to learn how to use nature, okay, to do all these things. So you should always find out, you know, which element works best for you, you know.
Uh-oh. One moment, you guys. Okay. Okay, I think we're back. We're back. We're
okay.
back. We're back. And it sounds even clearer.
Okay, yes, it does.
Oh, wow. Okay. Let me tell you, I felt a burning sensation come in through my crown and come all the way over into this eye. And as soon as I blinked, everything went out and came back. But now the echo is gone, everything is clear, and of course, y'all know my intention, right? So there we go. I love it. Go ahead.
Yes. So where was I?
Okay, let me tell you where you were. you were talking about our ancestors, which you made a very good point. Like our ancestors didn't have a botanical. They wasn't burning candles. Burning candles didn't come till much, much later during that particular time. Because even if we go back and we want to say we go back to Egypt, we go back to Africa, they were using the elements to burn things. They were using the essentials like fire, water, air, you know, and metals to come together. But that's what they were using to work their magic. They were using the elements. They were using those pure things when it comes to the elements to burn these elements, the leaves from the tree, different flowers. Yes, they were making oils. They were making different things. But from the basic elements, it was earth, air, fire and water, they were using.
And spirit.
Well, you know, the supreme of the spirit, which makes everything come to life. But that's what you were telling us. Like they couldn't go to the corner store and say, let me get a blue candle. Give me a green one. I need a black one. I need a white one. Let me get some of that oil. They didn't have all of
They had to use their imagination. And there's a lot that you can get done, you know, by just going out in nature and just like using your voice, you know, to you can use air, use your voice for air magic, you know, the element of air, and you can use your voice to just like speak things into existence, you know, because air is all around us. You know, it's in everything, it's in everywhere. So this is what they did. They used their voice, you know, with prayers, with songs, with poems, whatever, you know. They just spoke it into reality. And we have lost that. You know, we lost that. And now is the time to come back into our... utilizing these are tools.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. Powerful. Powerful. And so talk about really quick. I want people to know, because I know you're doing classes and you work a lot with when it comes to the lunar energy. So I want you to talk about that because I know you offer a lot of the lunar classes for people who want to come and learn more about how to work with these elemental energies, how to make magical totems, how to, you know, put magical spell books together so that they can start to harness their energy of their magic within yourself. And you know how to do it when you're at home all by yourself. By yourself, you can do this. You can tap into this magic and have amazing transformation.
Yes. So, lunar magic. Okay. A lot of people work with the moon phases, you know, as they go along. But personally, I work with my own moon phase because a lot of people don't have time to wait for a full moon.
Absolutely.
You know, again, this is when your imagination comes into play.
Yes.
You know, you have to learn the art of visualization, you know, to work with moon phases. Basically, I was born under a waxing moon, like a dark moon energy. So this is when I do most of my work. You know, I use this this time to conceive, to go into the dark and bring things out into the light. So basically, I teach you how to use the different moon phases, you know, your own personal moon phase to manifest whatever it is that you're trying to do, you know.
No, no, no. You're fine. You're fine. I just wanted to make sure. I'm just checking to make sure everything is clear to go. And that is so true, because during the astrology class, that's one of the things that we taught and we shared with everyone, because all of us were born under a different moon cycle. And it's so important, like you said, when it comes to working with, when we think of working with the moon or working with the lunar cycle, that you recognize that you have a internal lunar cycle. And so you, when you're in tune, you're going to know when it's your new moon. You're going to know when it's your full moon. You're going to know when you're going through an eclipse. You're going to know when these things are happening. And this is what I love about the goddess Rain, because all of the tools and the things that she works with really help you to get in an internal sync with your lunar cycle, so that you know when that is for you, regardless of what the sky may say. Now, we can get extra support from the sky, but the most powerful and potent is going to come from when you can feel that within your own spirit and understand how to begin to navigate and work with that. So I want to make sure that everyone knows that you can follow the goddess Rainwater. I have her website linked there, and also in the show notes, you will see how to connect with her on Instagram to get to her Instagram page and be able to see that, as well as some of her classes that she's been teaching. You'll be able to go back and download them, because they're truly timeless information. Matter of fact, I still have to finish my book. I want to talk about that. Next, we're going to talk about dream catchers, because dream is a hot topic on the planet at this time. And you know how I feel about your dream catchers, like they are the best in our Milky Way galaxy. So, but it's a great thing for you guys to make sure you make a note of this, tap into it, whether you're listening now with us in the present, if you came from the future to visit us in this current time, or if you came from the past to join us in this current moment, to make sure you tap in, because these are some of the things that we're going to need going forward to be able to survive on planet Earth. And I say survive, but we're going to do a little bit more than survive, but really get us in the place of surviving. You're going to need to know your magic for real from many different aspects.
Can I show you one of the pieces that I'm working on right now?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay, so turn my camera off.
Okay.
And go get that.
Okay. All right. You can cut it off and then come back. So welcome on in, everyone. Let's get those likes up. Again, we do apologize for the echo, but that's okay, because this conversation was too important to miss with the goddess Rainwater. She just doesn't have her headset. So I thank you all who can raise your vibration to the point where you can definitely still receive the information that is coming through. And just want to welcome you on in. Make sure that we click that like button and subscribe button if you're new here as well. And also, you know, yeah. So how's everyone feeling about the information, about what's going through? And again, I just want to say to you, thank you all for having that compassion for all of us, and having that compassion and being able to continue us to go through the conversation. I've been knowing the goddess Rain now for, gosh, I don't even know, 19 years. It's been a minute. We have been connected on this spiritual journey, and she does such amazing work. If you don't have any of her pieces, I would definitely recommend. I'm going to always throw in what I absolutely love, which I love everything from her, but the dream catcher.
Okay.
The copper bracelets.
Yes, ma'am.
I wish I could bring all the stuff Rain has sent me over the years. Let me see if I can. Can I grab it? I can't get it. It's too far back there. My gosh.
So this,
Look, it's the same color as my shirt.
Yes.
I love it.
Okay, so this is like a new piece that I'm working on for a client who wants to tap into the the fairy realm, okay? And as you can see, this is a butterfly. This is an organite device, you know, and it's encased with a lot of medicine, okay? There's also all of the elements is on this dream catcher. We have earth, water, air, fire, and spirit, you know. So, you know, this is something that you would want to get if you want to, like, work with our, with all the element, with element, elemental magic. Okay, now the feathers are for air, and the crystals, this is earth, magic, medicine, and there's some oils that I have anointed it with, so that's for the water.
Yes.
Element. I prefer to use oil because of its consistency. It's filled with it holds energy longer.
Yes, the frequencies of the oils, because it is the pure essence that is coming from the plants and from flowers. It's some of the highest vibrations that exist on the planet, hands down. Yeah, powerful.
And we have the copper wire, you know, with copper, it's a conduit. And meaning that it carries electricity or energy, you know. You don't have to be someplace. You don't have to be in the physical. It carries non-physical energy. Am I saying that right?
Yes. No, you said it right. You can.
It carries.
It carries your spiritual energy. And what I found is that, especially when I'm not sleeping at home in my bed, I always sort of connect with my dream catcher before I leave, and I can tune into my frequency even away from my home to my dream catcher. Like you guys know, I talk about this, but I don't blow smoke. This is the real deal. Especially if you have children that are having bad dreams, there's really no such thing but just not understanding your dreams. This dream catcher will help you with that, but not only will it help you in your dream state, and I want you all to think about this, and Raina, I want you to speak to it. We think about dream state just when we're sleeping, but remember, we are in a hypnotic, we are in a unconscious state. No matter how conscious we are, our subconscious is also sort of activating. So when you get your dream catcher, Rain tells you different ways you can work with your dream catcher. And then you'll start getting intuitive downloads to tell you how to work with it. And it really, really helps you filter, not just in your sleep dream state, but when you are awake and your mind is just going and going and going and going, it really helps. It really helps. Mm-hmm.
Yes. So you can hang it up. You can hang your dream catcher up wherever, you know, you in your space, okay? You can also hang it up over your television to, like, filter out all that.
EMF, yeah.
EMF, right. So it's definitely an EMF device, you know, the Organite makes it an EMF device, so it filters out all that
your
that
Wi-Fi
energy.
It's calm
Wi-Fi.
Wherever
exactly.
It is, you're gonna see it becomes a calm space.
Exactly.
Just very calm,
especially with the things that they put out today, like the music and the news, you know, those are all spells, you know, that's being cast upon people. So you can program your dream catcher, program your Organite to help you on your spiritual journey.
Mm-hmm.
Also to purify your space
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
using earth magic.
Yeah. And thank you so much for that. And you guys, I do want to let you know that there is a waiting list, because these are not things that are made in a factory. Rain makes them with her hands, and she puts a lot of energy into them and a lot of medicine in there, and she customizes
and they're personalized.
It. That's right. She customizes it based on your frequency and what's going on with you. So it does take a little bit of time, but let me tell you, it's worth it. It is so, so worth it for you to get on that waiting list to get one. Here is something else I want you to talk about. I want you to talk about your jewelry. And here's a question, because, you know, often when you see someone and they're just adorned, like wherever you see rain, she gonna be rain, honey. Even on, even when you have to go through TSA, I know TSA be in the airport,
yeah,
like, they like, what in the world is coming through the door? She is going to have everything on, but there is a purpose and a reason for wearing this jewelry, or what we would call jewelry. You understand? So I want you to talk about some of the other things that you have. So if someone is looking for something, you know, what are some of your recommendations? I know you brought back some beautiful obsidian, which I cannot wait to get my hands on that.
Yeah.
But talk about some of your bracelets and what they can be used for, the nails, what you do, the headdress, the bindies, the earrings, the necklaces, all of that. Talk about all of that. So we're going to dive into that.
There's so much that I do that you know, it's sometimes I forget, you know, what I have. But right now, I do have some minerals, some selenite, which is like a moon.
I love selenite. Love it.
Right. I have some of that in the shop.
Mm-hmm.
And these are not just like stones. These are talismans.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. They're like batteries that's programmable. Okay. I also have the bangles, you know, the raw copper bangles. Those are good for doing like sound therapy or sound baths, you know, because it makes that jingle.
And I want you to talk about that, because that is something that I noticed right away. But I, you know how I just cherish anything rain gives me. So anytime I wear them, I always hook them back. When I take them off, I hook them back on your little card. But the days that I wore this, at first I thought it would be so annoying. You know how you hear that? But it's different. It's even different than my gold bracelets when they're clinging together. So because, you know, you were talking earlier about copper. And there's been a lot of scientific studies to back up what our ancestors have always known about copper, even from when it comes. Now, believe it or not, we have copper inside of us. So you were talking about earlier, the things that you use, these are things, this is medicine, these are things that are inside of us. And we have copper in us. We have gold in us, too. But these sounds.
And there's copper and gold.
That's right. And there's copper and gold. Absolutely.
Yeah.
You're right. But when you're wearing this, if you have inflammation in your body, it's going to help you, because it's, you know, this copper is a conduit. And so what it's going to do is it will allow your energy to flow through your body in a more less resistant way. And any inflammation that is there, because it's bringing in your highest vibration, this is how it causes healing to come through your physical body. That's why over the last couple of years, you've seen things like copper sheets. You've seen them wearing, the athletes wearing the copper you know, the arm shins for the for the legs, the arm shins for the copper. You know, you've seen them wearing the copper things around their wrists for people who have carpal tunnel. So you'll mm-hmm. see them wearing, if you have problems with your wrist, wearing the copper. But because the copper is there and it's so natural, what it also does is it also puts you in the position where you can start to get to the solution behind why is I have so much inflammation in my body. You will start mm-hmm. to get clarity because it's pulling your energy together in the most highest way of your frequency. So, yeah, this sound.
Yeah. Yeah. And I also want to add that a lot of people get turned off or discouraged from working with copper because
uh-oh, I think rain. Yeah. There you go. You're back.
Yeah.
You said yeah. people get turned off because?
Yeah, because of the oxidation.
Yes.
Okay, it has a tendency to turn green, you know, whenever water.
I don't care. I love it.
Every water or sweat. But actually, it's actually cleansing your blood. Okay, it's drawing out, you know, the impurities in your skin.
Mm-hmm.
That's why it turns green. And that's melanin.
Yes.
That's carbon.
That's carbon. Yeah. That's right.
Yeah.
Just like
yeah.
when you take a copper bath, you know how they put you, when you go to Thailand in different countries, they do the foot bath. They put you in that copper because copper is a metal that we need in our body for absorption, and it pulls toxins out of your body. I love it. I haven't technically cleaned mines in a while, but I've had these how long, Rain? Over a year, huh?
Yeah.
Over
yeah.
a year. But look.
Or maybe 2 years.
It may be 2 years. Yeah, but look yeah. at them. Look, it
yeah.
hasn't changed that much. I must be pretty.
Yeah, that's because your blood is probably
yeah,
pure.
My blood. You know? That's what I was going to yeah. say. I didn't yeah. clean them. I love them. And every time I wear them, yeah. someone stops me and says, excuse me, where did you get those? And so
okay.
I tell them. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so what I wanted to say as well, a lot of people clean their copper too. You know, I wear mine every single day. I never take them off. Like even now in whenever I go through TSA, you know, I tell them I can't take it off because it's against my religious belief. So they just leave me alone. But I never take them off and they remain shiny.
They
you know,
are
sometimes
so beautiful.
Sometimes when I go to, like, if I went to, like, a hot spring, you know, and sit in one of those basins, it would change color. But to clean it, you can use things that's in your kitchen. You know, you use part water, part lemon juice or lime juice. You just soak it in there for, like, maybe, like, a couple of minutes. And then you rinse it out with some soap and water. You know, warm soap and water. You can also use vinegar. You can use ketchup, toothpaste. You know, there's a lot of things
wow.
used to clean your copper. But I like them when it's.
I like them. I like when
yeah.
they're because they just kind of give that feel of, you know, you can just feel the difference when it's
yeah.
on your body and you know it's a part of you. You know, because it holds a strong magnetic current of your imprint
yeah.
of your imprint. So you have those and I absolutely love that. What are some of the other things that she has lots of goodies in the shop, but
yeah.
go ahead.
Okay, so now I'm making these copper nails, like they're like nail cuffs that you can wear over your manicure. I need to get up again. So I can show it.
Okay, go ahead. Grab
okay,
a couple
okay.
of things and bring them back.
Okay,
that's going to be great. Okay, so Rain is going to come back. She's going to go and she's going to be getting some of the things out of her store that just are just magical tools that you can put on every single day and really set your intention, really program the energy with it to work as entrainment with your energy. And just go about your day and know that you are really in tune and you're doing things to just keep your vibration, your energy very, very high. Welcome on in again. Don't forget to hit that like button so our soul family can know that they're out there as well. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Them nails are everything. Those nails are absolutely powerful. They are so, so powerful. I love them. I absolutely love them. Love them, love them, love them. How's everybody?
So y'all all right?
Yes, we good. We good. We good.
Bobby.
I know, Brother Bobby. Y'all all right? He used to say that all the time. I'd be like, oh, Brother Bobby. He'd be like, y'all all right?
So,
okay.
This is a wristlet. It's a bracelet, a copper bracelet, as well as a ring. Okay, and
I love it. I see it. So it goes on, and then it goes to your wrist. Yeah.
Like,
oh, how
and
beautiful!
And this is solid copper.
Oh my goodness, that is gorgeous. I think I'm gonna need one of them, Rain. I'm gonna have to get at
I
you.
I do have one for you.
Yay!
It's in your care package.
Oh,
so it goes on like this.
Yes. Oh my goodness.
Put it on this finger.
Look at that. Look how beautiful that is.
Okay.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness.
So that's it.
Mm.
And these are the nail sets. These are made with acrylic.
Okay.
You see a better picture
on your site?
In the shop.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So these are EMF.
Wow.
EMF nails. They're made with metal and crystal, as well as acrylic. They are EMF. They're like organite.
Yeah, crystals. EMF. Turn them around so we can see them a little. Like hold them up like this, kind of like that, so we can
like
see
this.
Them. Yeah, it's, so we can see them. Look at that, you guys. Wow. That is so beautiful. I know that took a lot of time.
Yes, it did.
A lot of time to make them. They are amazing, though. Those are beautiful. Look at that one.
And this is another version. This has a painted peacock.
Oh, wow.
This is for Oshun. And they're also imbued with energy.
Mm-hmm.
They're sigils.
Yes.
In these nails.
Oh, I love that.
So you can use the direct energy in.
Yeah, that's, I felt that. I felt that. I felt that. That is so good. Oh, my goodness.
So these are some of the things that I make.
Mm-hmm.
I also make.
Do you have any more bindies? Do you have any more of the bindies left?
Oh, yes, I do have bindies. I didn't bring it over here, but. I do have it. It's in the shop. And the bindi is basically a third eye adornment.
Yes.
It comes with a adhesive back so that you can, you can put on you can wear it on any of your energy
centers. Mm-hmm.
Okay. And you use it to meditate.
Yeah.
It's also an EMF device. It's like a mini organite.
Yeah.
And it's filled with medicine.
Yes.
Prayers, visuals.
Everything.
These are all intentional jewelry and adornment.
Yes.
That I make. They're actually talismans.
Yes. I was going to say, because they're all infused with the elemental energy, elemental magic, and you'll get to wear them. I definitely want one of those bindis. I'm just saying. I want a bendy. Want a bendy. I'm going to be hitting you up because I want a bend. I definitely want to get a bendy. But all of these tools, they're things that you can use. And whether or not it's things that you can walk out in public and wear, or they're things that when you're doing your very sacred, your very intimate work, you can use them within your home. and you can use them time and time again. Now, one of the things I have noticed when working with Rain's pieces is the more you work with it, the stronger the energy becomes because your intention is in them, to the point where literally people will pick up something and go, whoa, when they pick up my jewelry, they know that jewelry is holding my vibration, my energy. And you should really be doing this with any of your jewelry. I do it with my glasses. I do it with my earrings. If I'm wearing a necklace, my ankle bracelet, my any kind of bracelets I'm wearing on my hand, any jewelry I have on, you should be infusing your intention in that jewelry and making sure that, you know, that there is an intention for you wearing that jewelry and having those things on you as a talisman. Absolutely, absolutely. So powerful. Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Ms.
You're so welcome. Thank you. I know we kept you way over time, but I want to say thank you. I want you to give out all of your site, everything, information. Tell us about what you have coming up.
Okay.
So we can go from there.
Okay, so we just had the workshop on visual crafting, and this was the first workshop of the Gregorian year. You know, I took a break from December where we did the Grimoire.
Oh yeah.
Making.
Mm-hmm.
And the Grimoire book making is going to be like an ongoing progress because the more things that I share with you, you can put this into your own personalized spell book. So we're going to have more workshops coming up with making grimoire pages, and with the sigil workshop, you'll be able to like do your own magic, you know, instead of relying on other people to do it for you. You know, you'll be able to be your own magician. You know, we're going to touch on planetary magic, elemental magic, and different things as the year progresses. Yeah, so these are some of the things that I'm coming up, going to be doing. Also, we'll be traveling in a couple of weeks.
Hey.
I'm going to Panama.
You're going to Panama.
Yes, I'm going to do my program.
I love it.
And from there, I'll be back in the States 10 days. I am going to go to Miami for a moon dance.
Ooh.
This is a ceremony. They're having one in Miami on Seminole. Lands, like indigenous lands, to train for during the March moon, the March full moon, for 4 days. That's another vision quest that I'm going to be doing. Yeah.
Beautiful.
And I see myself going to Egypt.
Yes, absolutely.
I'd like to travel to Egypt perhaps in the summer.
Yeah, I'm looking to go too, Rain. So
yeah, so maybe we can go together.
I know, right? I am looking to go. I've been saying it and saying it, but definitely.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's
I would definitely
beautiful.
Like to go to the pyramids and, you know, just like tap in. I've already tapped in with the pyramids
in Mexico.
Teotihuacan.
Yes.
What I found out is that they're connected.
Mm-hmm.
They're aligned.
Oh, yes, all the pyramids. Yeah.
What is it? The Orion Belt?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's all aligned. And also, it's also the home of Tahuti.
Mm.
Tahuti and what's the sun deity? Quetzalcoatl. I don't remember how to say it. Something like that.
Yeah.
That's the sun deity. So it's all connected. Like the last moon dance that I did in November, there was a lot of Empu, Anubis,
yes,
energy there. We're a lot of stray dogs.
A lot of stray dogs, huh?
Right,
yeah.
On the
mm-hmm.
And I just felt that energy.
Mm-hmm.
And during sunset, there was this dog that would come to the gate of the ceremony, and they would just like howl like a wolf.
Oh wow!
It was just
powerful,
amazing, just like witnessing that.
Yeah,
you know, and there's a. If Egypt and Mexico is very connected.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Even under the medicine, under my ayahuasca journey, you know, I was like teleporting within
the different places.
Pyramids.
Yeah.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And there was, I would see the Netaru.
Mm-hmm.
I would see Sekhmet.
Wow, beautiful.
You know, and then I would
beautiful.
See like a Mexican deity, you know, the one that's similar to it.
Yes, similar to Sekhmet. Mm-hmm.
Right, right.
Yes.
Right. So.
Wow, I love it.
Which is,
mm-hmm.
I'm sorry, I can't pronounce the
that's
name.
Okay. That's okay. I get caught up on the goddess's names too.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
But we all definitely, everyone is loving your spirit so much. So, you know, we got to do this like on a regular basis, Rain. This is our first kickoff that we did it live on camera. So we're going to give a hand clap to us, or maybe this. There we go. Yeah. You know what? I have my sistrum over there. I should go get it. Let me go get it while you keep talking. While you keep talking, I'll be back.
Okay, so this is my rattle. I've had it for like 6 years, and it's been to many, many, many ceremonies with me. Okay. This is a jaguar right here, or a Siberian tiger.
Oh wow!
And this is a sun. This is the sun of God behind me. And
I love it.
That's beautiful.
I want to show you this. One of my clients got this from me when he was in Egypt. It is handmade, exact replica of the ancient sistral from the goddess Hathor, Heru.
Yes.
And this is it. It is so.
It's safe?
Yes.
Wow.
Isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Isn't it beautiful? It is so beautiful. It is. Can y'all see it? I just want to make sure y'all see it. And Rain, you may remember, but my given name from the Kemetics is Hathor, the goddess Heru. That's the name. But this is it. So that's what me and Rain are going to do. She's going to play hers, and I'm going to play mine. We're going to give you guys some good medicine, some good vibes as we get ready to get out of here.
Yes, many, many of nights. This has kept me going.
Yes, this too. This is,
yes.
This is my thing here. So, wow. What a beautiful share. And I'm so glad that you were able to come on, Rain. I'm so glad that we...
Thank you for having me.
Oh, no. Thank you for coming always. I love you.
Thank you for pulling me out of my shell.
Yes. I told you. I can't. I'm telling y'all. Rain hasn't even tapped the surface of the stuff that she knows. So definitely stay in touch with her. You want to definitely tap in when she has classes. You want to follow her too, because she'll go live. Whenever Rain is traveling, she's going to go live. She's going to show you things. She's going to do all kinds of stuff for you. So you'll be able to get an inside of that. And I thank you, because you've been a part of Planet Remix ever since we met. And like I say, places where we're not at, you are the one carrying that spirit all over the world and really bringing that energy there. So it is individuals like yourself and those like yourself that is doing the work, walking on these ley lines and crossing these ley lines for us, bringing sort of things together. And that is so special because that's what keeps everything alive and moving on the planet. We're living in a time now where so much is being done to sort of stop people from moving, from traveling, from connecting. And even though it's beautiful that we have these portals to connect to, it's also so beautiful to have someone that is able to get on the ground, to get to touch the planet, and to bring that energy through the ley lines to keep things flowing and to keep things moving. Mm-hmm.
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Oh, thank you. I love you, Ring.
I love you, too. And I love your chat, too. I love your audience. Thank you so much for being a vessel, for receiving what I had to offer.
Mm.
And thank you for your support and everything from the bottom of my heart chakra.
Oh, beautiful. Yes, we're just going to get some good vibes.
Yes.
Some beautiful vibes have been here. Beautiful vibes. Well, thank you for that, Rain. I love you so much. We will be in touch. And you guys, don't forget, tap in. You want to get some of those goodies there before they're gone. You want to put your request in. And I promise you, when Rain gets to Panama, she's going to be bringing back some goodies. So she always brings medicine when she comes back. And trust me, you want her medicine. It's not like the medicine your mama gave you. This good medicine.
Remember
when we were kids, they say, open up.
Yeah.
Yeah, take some medicine. No. All right, Rain. Well, I love you. Thank you so much.
I love you. Thanks again.
What an amazing, beautiful share. What an amazing, beautiful share. I just want to say thank you to each and every single one of you for coming on. And thank you all. We're going to be doing more guests. This is something that I told you all that we're going to be doing. And we're definitely going to do that. Reach out to the goddess Ka Rain. She has supported me on my journey this whole time. She's been a part of Self-Invested in the classes, as well as even helping to teach some of the classes. So she's always have been around, and she's one of the purest spirits I know on the planet, and really just doing some powerful things out in the world. And so much we can learn from her. So we are going to be bringing her back on, and we're going to have different subjects. But I've been promising that we're going to do this. And now that we are live, we've always been live, but now that we're on camera and we're live, I figured this would be a beautiful way for us to make that introduction. So, yeah. And I want to say thank you to each and every single one of you guys for just being here, bringing your beautiful energy, sharing your beautiful light with all of us. We're going to get ready to get out of here. I am so full tonight. It's just to be in the presence with all of us coming together and just connecting with more people doing the work. You know, I used to do shows like this all the time. In fact, this is how I started. Just bringing on people to really share their stories. And I told you all, you know, I really felt the calling to do that. So it won't be every show, even though I probably will kind of get a little excited and we will have more guests coming on. Many of them are going to be from our Remix family within us that you guys know. Because I want you to hear things. I want you to know their backstory. I want you to see their journey and how their journey has taken them from their point of view to share that with you. I'm quite sure, like myself, I've been knowing Rain all this time, but one of the things I didn't know she used to work for BET and 106 in Park. you know, so you get to find out things, you know, and then you guys get the low key. You get to see me back in my interview mode with some of the things that in my earlier days that I was known for, just for asking those questions and really allowing people to authentically express themselves in the way that they felt they needed to express themselves and really share about what they're passionate about, what they love, and, you know, also what they have discovered along their journey and what they felt has been sort of those impactful moments in their life on the planet, you know, as they continue to grow and share, and also about those things that they are actually doing in the world right now, like many of you. So with that being said, I can give y'all another shake, 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 baby, of my rattle. See, now that I have the camera, I can show y'all a lot of things that before I couldn't show you guys. I've had that for years and years. But we get to share a little bit more. Before we get out of here, I do want to remind you that the frequency expansion class, the 6-week class, is going down. And you definitely, absolutely want to make sure that you are a part of this class. I'm going to be sharing everything with you guys. What I have learned about energy healing, not just through practice in energy healing, but also what I have learned for myself, you know, myself, what I have learned, you know, what I've actually lived through. Bringing those skills, even though I am a certified Reiki master, I have been doing it at this point that I've developed my own skills. And these are the things that I'm sharing with you guys. I'm sharing my version of what I understand about this energy healing, which is built on solid foundation from the past. I'll answer that in a minute. I'm looking at you guys' questions, and I'm looking at the questions there because y'all have beautiful conversations. I'm gonna talk about that. But so, all of that is going to be in the class, and you're going to get a chance to really be interactive with your learning, because that's what I found to be most effective, especially when it comes to understanding about frequency, tapping into the multi-sensory world, understanding you're a multi-dimensional being. We say that term, but I'm going to show you what it really means to be able to expand your frequency and tap into the multisensory world and do it in a very, very profound way and an effective way to use it for so many different things. The class is going to start on the 23rd. The link is in the bio. You have to go to the digital store. Let me put the link in the room for those of you who want to go there, because it is there. Amp.com. If you go there, that should take you there, and you will see the class that is listed there. Again, it is 6 weeks. We will be meeting once a week. All the other details are there. Many of you tonight, want to give you a big shout out for signing up. Seats are limited. So I definitely, you know, if you're interested in joining, you definitely do join. I want to say thank you to everyone who secured their seats tonight. Thank you for that, Brother Lance. So the link is in the room and the link is also available there. It'll take you straight there so that you can secure your seats. So that's going to do it for us. I so look forward to us connecting. We'll be back here on Sunday. Don't forget to come back. Share your thoughts on this takeaway here. I know Rain would love to hear what you all thought about the share tonight as well. And I would love to read your takeaways and your comments as well. And that's going to do it for us here tonight. I will see you all back here on Sunday night. And I got a big surprise for you on Sunday night, too. But that's going to do it for now. So I just want to wish you all so much peace and love. Oracle kisses and blesses. I love each and every single one of you. I will see you in the cosmic streets. And thank you so much, so much. Anthony says, I can't wait to see what's next for the up and coming classes very soon. Yes, because those classes are available now. So you definitely want to get in. You want to get in. You want to run, not walk, and secure your seats. I will see you all. Love you, Rain. And thank you all so much for tuning in. Let me play us a little bit of some music as we get ready to get out of here. So, yeah. Oh, yeah. Okay. Okay. I look forward to it. I absolutely. You want to do some more classes on dreams? Okay. Sounds good. Love you, Gio. And this is the thing. Let me do this. Somebody ask. Gio, is this what you wanted to know? You wanted to see what these were? Okay, let me stop this for a minute. So, I'm going to give another look at the rattle here. Let me give another look at that really quick. Let me give another look at that. Mm-hmm. Can y'all see it? I want to give another look. This is the replica made exactly the same way that the ones that were found in Egypt, everything. So, and it was handmade. It took it forever to make it through customs to get to me afterwards because they sent it to me. Look at that. Look at that. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I just wanted to, isn't it beautiful? It's real beautiful and you can, you know, so many different ways to play it, but it's beautiful. It's the goddess Hathor on there and it has the little hieroglyphs on it. Really, really beautiful. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so we are going to get out of here. We're going to listen to some music and we're going to get out of here. Yes, the sounds of prosperity. We've had a full night tonight. I don't know about you all, but that conversation, everything with the goddess Rainwater and just her journey, her story, just her energy itself, it's just pure medicine. It's pure healing and pure light. So I love you all, and I will see you all in the cosmic streets. See you back here Sunday. Don't forget to leave a comment. Don't forget to come back and leave a comment at the end. So peace and love, soul family. Peace and love. Peace and love. Ciao, ciao, ciao. Yeah, peace and love. Peace and love. We're going to get out of here. Don't forget to download, download, download. Oh, yeah. I love you all.